Well, you know how that goes, right? And that, of course, is What a Beautiful Morning from Oklahoma, which is the next production at the University of Memphis Department of Theater. And it opens tomorrow, runs through this weekend, and then next weekend also. And Jacob Allen is the head of the musical theater program at the university, and he's joined me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's great
to be
here.
You're directing this show. This show is one of those things that even at the time that it first came around in 1931, it revolutionized what we think of as musical theater.
Yeah, I mean, most people consider that the golden age of music theater began in 1943 with the opening of this show. And it sort of sat at the end of a long evolution of how the book and the music portions of a musical came together. And from that moment on has really served as the model for musicals moving forward. And you can draw a line all the way from Oklahoma all the way to Hamilton today on the other end of that. And so it's really nice to be going back to those traditional roots, and I think really good for the students at the University of Memphis to work on a piece like this.
Absolutely so. It's hard for us to imagine now, but before Oklahoma, the music wasn't really a part of the story. There would be production numbers and dance numbers that were just sort of stuck in.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever people, were trying to put a show together, the standard things to do were to bring on the star, bring on the leading comic, tell another joke, something like that, as an excuse just to get from one song to the next. There really wasn't a sense of trying to build music that really fit with the story and drove character and moved the plot forward. With the exception, of course, of 1927's Showboat, Jerome Kern,
right,
which is definitely, a forerunner for Oklahoma even. And so to have Oklahoma come about and connect those two things so much, and not only song, but also dance. Mm-hmm. There's, of course, a very famous Dream Ballet at the end of the first act of Oklahoma, and dance also had been an integral part of musical entertainments up until this time, but a Dream Ballet whose function is to, continue the story of Oklahoma and drive home the end of the first act was just unheard of, and is another aspect that would become part of the music theater canon moving forward, certainly in terms of the works of Rodgers and Hammerstein. I mean, think of King and I and the House of Uncle Thomas ballet that's in that,
sure,
and other things. So
yeah, this was, and we should mention, this is actually the first time that Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein worked together.
Yes, stole him away from Lorraine's heart.
Right.
Yeah, so Oklahoma is based on a play called Green Grow the Lilacs, and this is another thing that would, sort of haunt music theater moving forward, sort of looking at really high-level source material, great plays, pieces of dramatic literature, great novels, and using that to then build musicals upon. And the play Green Grow the Lilacs is something that both Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers had been interested in turning into a musical, and Lorenz Hart, who was sadly declining in terms of his physical and mental health at that time, was just not interested. And so it's one of those stories of how those two got together and really made magic on the stage.
It's fascinating stuff. Hart, of course, really liked the sort of Eastern cosmopolitan witty stuff.
Yes.
And thought these cowboys were sort of not really something he wanted,
yeah,
to mess with.
Yeah, I mean,
with.
He wasn't sure that he was going to be able to, come up with things like Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered that
exactly
would fit, on the plains of Oklahoma. I'm sure that would have been a great show as well. But one of the nice things about, Oklahoma is a love story for sure.
Sure.
But it's also about these people coming together in terms of building a community. You know, this is a show that takes place in the backdrop on the backdrop of Oklahoma becoming a state.
Right.
And people coming together and deciding we have settled this land and we have created a human society and we see an amazing possibility and future for us. And in our production of Oklahoma, that's one of the things that we've really tried to highlight. I think it gives depth to all of the characters on stage and really makes the audience care about them, which only serves to make the primary story more impactful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As well.
We're talking about Oklahoma. It opens at the University of Memphis Main Stage Theater tomorrow, runs tomorrow, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and then next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday also at 7:30. For tickets, the box office number is 678-2567. 76. Jacob Allen is directing the show. You know, I was thinking about this, and of course, your cast is all students, and I suspect there are many of them who have never seen this.
Yeah, I mean, it's these older pieces, things that even 10, 15, 20 years ago, high schools were doing. And so students that were coming through had all done them before. Mm-hmm. And you might, in a college setting, announce Oklahoma on the season, and everybody kind of feels like, oh, yes, I did that freshman, sophomore year of high school. And that's not the case anymore. These older Golden Age musicals, they're starting to drift out of the canon, and that's another reason that it's really important to keep them alive. They're also just for young students that are looking forward to a career in the theater arts. They are really great tools of learning what that craft is all about.
Absolutely. So tell us about your production.
Like you said, it's all students. We also have graduate students that are working on the design areas of the production. I mentioned that we're really trying to focus on the community aspect of the production as well. It is a love story. You know, it's a story about two young people that are desperately in love with each other and too proud to admit it. The possibility for them and for this land and for the nation really moving into the future. All culminating in the rousing chorus Oklahoma, which is probably one of the pinnacle music theater choruses in all the literature, and is another one of those stories of something that wasn't even originally in the production and was added at the last moment before it transferred to Broadway, and I think we're all very excited that that's there.
It's originally when it opened out of town, it wasn't even called Oklahoma.
Oh yeah, it was called Away We Go.
Yeah.
and that the addition of that number just made the piece so strong that they had to rename it, and I don't think we could think of it being called anything else other than that at this point.
And you're doing it with as we mentioned, on the main stage, so full staging and orchestra.
Full staging, orchestra, which is another treat. You know, it's few and far between when we get to do musical pieces with the full orchestration. We're really excited about that as well.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, this is something that is not done that much anymore. Probably a lot of folks are more familiar with the film, which is a fine film and pretty accurate, mostly because Rodgers and Hammerstein were there sitting on the producers at the time. But there are significant differences.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of those major differences is a piece called Scandal Outrage, which is actually cut from a lot of people's staged productions as well. This is a song for Ali Hackam in the first act, and you won't find it on many recordings even of Oklahoma. And we are maintaining that piece in the show. So even if you've seen Oklahoma before and if you've seen the film, there are little goodies strung through, things that will surprise you that you may not have seen or heard before.
Very nice. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. A great show, Oklahoma, opening tomorrow evening, running tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, and then next week also Thursday, Friday and Saturday on the main stage at the University of Memphis Department of Theater and Dance. For tickets, call the box office 678-2576 or go online memphis.edu/theater. My guest today, Jacob Allen, directing the show. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Great to be here.